the third most steam-powered horse. This is the third steam-powered Aerialcast. I am your host, Brian B., and with my lovely wife, Tanya R., U-A-N-T-O. We're live from the camper. Say hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm on here, too. Okay. I forgot I was just watching you.
You're so cute.
Hey. Look at you go.
That's our thing. We're cute, and we're back. For the third episode, we've put two online, and you've listened to them and loved them, and now you're like, oh, I wish there was a third one, and no, here it is.
Yep.
A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff in the news.
And just like we predicted, we listened to the other podcast.
and enjoyed it.
We loved it. Oh my gosh, I hope everybody loves it as much as we did.
Mm-hmm.
We just love it.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're fabulous.
I would put it up there with fried biscuits and hillbilly hen fishing.
I don't know what a fried biscuit is, but it's got to be good.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I've never hillbilly hen fished. I don't want it either. Well, I was just thinking about that.
You've hillbilly other fished.
And this isn't a bit, but I saw like something online about it, and I thought, why would? Because people want to do that. They see it on TV, and they're like, I want to do that. I want to go into muddy water and stick my hand up a log, not knowing what's in there, and pull out a big fish that has little spiky things on it and root it out or whatever. I don't want to do that.
No.
You can catch catfish with a rod and reel. You don't need to get in the water with them.
Can you catch them with a cane pole, with a bobber?
Yeah.
Oh, I love a bobber.
Yeah, we'll be bobbering pretty soon.
I don't even know why you people that go out and fish for sport don't use a bobber.
Uh-huh. No, it takes all the sport out of it with a bobber.
No, it's beautiful. That little red and white thing popping up and down.
When Dad and I do the float and fly technique, we use a bobber.
I do that technique all the time.
It's orange and red. We like it. It's fun.
It is cute.
But we don't call it cute. We don't.
Sweet fishing.
Cute, Dad.
It's sweet, nice, and cute fishing.
We said that a lot too. This is sweet and nice.
And cute. It's adorable.
It's adorable, Dad. And he says, yeah.
A lot of grunting with Huel.
But we'll be in the house before too long because they put in the insulation.
I'm making a face.
You just made the... I would call that the Product 19 cereal face. No.
Obviously, because you love Product 19.
I do. You can't find that anymore.
If anybody knows the secret to finding a box of Product 19, please write in.
I just looked in Rite Aid, which...
Amanda Barlow, please, if you know anything about that, since I know you'll listen.
Right. I'm trying to think the last place I saw it, because it kind of comes and goes, because Walmart used to have it, and then they didn't have it, and they had it again for a brief time, and then it went away. But, like... Publix or Kroger, no, Product 19. And it's the best cereal, but I just know they're going to quit making it because...
You've been thinking that for 10 years.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just looked in Rite Aid.
Maybe they have quit making it.
When we get done with this, we can eat one of those Life Post cookie bars, though.
Yeah.
In the can.
I was just thinking, though, because I called Amanda Barlow out. I was thinking, people that are not listening to this show that will never hear this... If you would listen, we might say your name. We might talk about you. We just had Amanda over here in the camper, in the lovely camper, and we played a game. We call it a bunch of different things. Rummy Cube. But we played that. We had a big fire on the TV, you know, the Yule log without the sound. And we played albums on the record player and... It was fabulous. It was fun. It was fun. She beat the crap out of us. Well, how many games did we play? We played a bunch of games, and she kept, like, beating us to death. And I said, okay, you can't leave until me or Brian won beats you. And so She, like, when I say she beat us, like, quickly. Like, it happened really quickly. And so the last game we played after I told her that, like, went on forever. And I finally beat her. But I'm telling you, she gave me every chance in the world. Because that was, the last game was probably as long as all of the other games put together. But it was fun.
Yeah. Well, was, you know, it's Oscar night.
Okay.
Where we don't care, though. We don't watch it.
Yeah.
Nope, not at all. Not a bit.
Hey, is that the party that Watcha Digit has, though?
The Oscar party?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean...
Mary?
Yeah, they used to have a party. We haven't been in 5 years, but... And you do that. They'd have a pool where you... Not a pool that you swim in, but a pool that you... Put
they
a do dollar
have a pool
in.
That you swim in.
Yeah, the different pool. And you put $5 up, and then you guess on who would win, you know. I think people are probably pretty, it's not like a new thing, you know, an Oscar pool. But anyways, yeah, they have that. And but yeah, we haven't been because we don't live there anymore. I had notes.
You don't know what you're doing, do you?
I don't. I should have left the TV or the computer alone because I don't. It's not something I refer to. But yeah, Oscars, who cares? We've seen The Descendants. We've seen, you've seen The Help. I have not, which it's just rare that you see a movie and I don't. But or vice versa.
I don't really.
Versa versa.
I don't really know a thing about the list this year.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. I used to care.
We used to try to see as
it's
many as
garbage,
we could.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And the big thing that happened to that is we can't hardly ever watch a movie unless it's just funny or cute.
Right. Don't, you know, what was the one? I'm not going to go see Contagion.
No.
Right? People getting sick and dying, even if it's Gwyneth Paltrow. Not for me. That movie where there's a guy that he's looking for bombs and he gets blowed up. I don't want to see that. It's like a box in a, he's in a war, and Lance was happened to be in Iraq. I was like, I'm not going to see dude look for bombs in, you remember, what's the name? Help me out.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
But if you listen to our podcast, you know we regularly talk about stuff we don't know about.
Yeah.
And we regularly lose our mind, and we forget the characters that we're talking about in a show or the name of a movie that we're trying to think of. And Brian has a laptop on his lap right now, and he probably could look that up, but we're not going to.
Nah,
we're not
going
to play that game.
It's a movie where the...
This
you know,
podcast
you know the
is
movie
for
I'm
us.
Talking about, Internet. It's...
Internerd.
Audience.
This podcast.
It's the movie where the guy's in the army, and he's looking for bombs, and... Okay, flip it. The movie where the guy gets his arm caught between a rock and
in a hard place.
And he saws it off.
Yeah. Is that joke been made? Did I do that?
And he saws it off. And he films it and he's great and they say it's uplifting and one of the best acting performances ever and I will never
That's
see
downlifting.
It.
That's downlifting. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't know.
He's cute.
I would like to know. They say though
he'd probably be the cutest person that ever saw their arm off.
For some reason, I don't know, but it's in the zeitgeist that at some point in the movie that he gets bored and he takes care of business, if you know what I'm saying. He's got a hand free, if you know what I'm saying.
Really? That's in there?
I don't know. That's one, I was like, really? Is that a joke or did it really happen in the movie? So I'll never know.
We don't know. We won't know. Don't write in, tell us.
Don't write in.
We don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
It would depend on what hand it was. You know.
Really?
No, it wouldn't.
No. The free funny. One, obviously.
Yeah.
The free one.
It would be the free one. The one that had access to the knife.
You probably don't have a lot of water on you. You probably want to
preserve
all the bodily juices you have.
I was going to go there.
What was it?
Have you ever heard of a movie called Papillon? 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 It's about a French prison, and it's got Steve McQueen, and it's got...
I probably heard it less pompously said.
Dustin Hoffman. Papillon? Papillon? It's a French prison. Did I mention that? Steve McQueen.
Not more sure.
Awesome. and Dustin Hoffman, and they're in this prison, and they escape, and they count the waves coming in. Like, the seventh wave, Dustin Hoffman's got it figured out, will carry you out. Or maybe it's Steve McQueen, I forget.
Why the seventh one?
He says the rest of them, they just crash, but the seventh one will carry you out, and they build like a little raft out of coconuts and I don't know what else. Maybe it's not
raft
coconuts.
Raft stuff.
Yeah,
like Gilligan's Island raft stuff.
Yes.
You've seen, y'all seen Gilligan's Island.
It's not a
Island.
Nice
you know about
movie.
Making
there's
a raft.
There's some.
We could all make a raft.
They
We've
eat
all
some
seen
bugs
it.
And stuff, but I remember when they put them in the cell, somebody says something like, hey, don't jerk it more than, you know, save it. Like, don't do it more than two or three times a day because it'll zap your energy and you're going to need it. You're going to need it because we're not going to feed you. I have no idea. I haven't seen this movie in 25 years.
Okay.
So
we're just making stuff up.
We're just making stuff up. But there's something about don't do that because
one of the things we
like
to do with our podcast is to just say random shit, whether it's true or not.
It's freeform.
Yeah.
It's like a butterfly.
If there's somebody out there.
And you see it, it goes, oh, look at that butterfly. It's going to go, no, it went that way. Oh, it landed. No, it flew off over here. That's our show.
Yeah.
It does like a butterfly.
Yeah.
It stings like a bee.
Yep.
Like Muhammad Ali.
But there'll be people sitting on the edge of their seat, not Amanda Barlow, because she's going to be nice.
Yeah.
She's going to want to come back over here and play Rummy Cube, so she has to be nice to us.
Quit referencing our one audience member. Let's pretend
this show is about, this show is dedicated to her.
We're mass communicating here. That messes me up if I think about it.
But
listeners.
What I'm going to say is, I got to turn this freaking heat down. I'm about to fry. But now what I was trying
to
say.
Did you know that internet? We have a remote control heater.
Did you hear that beeping? But what I was going to say, somebody will want to write in and correct us. Well, you go right ahead.
Yeah.
You give it all you got.
Ariocast@gmail.com. You can write in, as many people do.
Tell us all the things
Tell
that we say wrong. And we'll
correct
go.
Correct our grammar.
We don't care.
Correct our grammar. Correct our pronunciation of Papillon, the French prison. And we'll go, good for you, Internet. You are awesome and all that.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
God, is this light that's burning me up?
I don't know.
Don't click
roasting.
On my thingy.
No, okay. Was it?
Oh, yes. News that affects everybody. I mean, really important stuff. We don't want to be one of those shallow podcasts.
Was it Papillon?
No. Where were you going? You had something pulled up there.
You want to read that?
Yes. Because we don't need to be shallow. We need to talk about important stuff. So let's just talk about stuff that affects everybody.
Are we going to do the top 10 tweets?
This will change your life.
This Time Magazine thing?
Yes. This is going to change their life.
Okay. This is Time
important.
Magazine's top worst tweets of 2011. And 2011 have... See, I call 2012 20 does. Two
I
does. 20... Anyways. Number one with the bullet was Anthony Weiner's wiener. We all remember that. That was... Yeah. Enough said about that.
That's important stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get that one, so skip it.
This may not change their life.
This is a bad idea. Gilbert Gottfried on Japan. Oh, yeah, that was. He made a joke about the tsunami thing. Don't do that. Internet.
We should probably say a little bit about that, though. Kenneth Cole.
On
the Arab Spring. What did he say? Millions are in an uproar in Cairo. Rumor is they heard our new spring collection is available online.
Yeah, I remember that.
Really?
Yeah. Trying to turn it into an ad.
Kanye West on abortion. You can read that one.
An abortion can cost a ballin', up to 50 G's, maybe 100. Really? Oh, Kanye raps
That's
about
a
this.
Special
I listen to some
abortion.
Of Kanye, and he talks a lot about this, how getting hooked up with women and then getting unhooked with them costs him money and he pays the bill. It's just like a bill to him. So, you know, that's what he's saying. If you get an abortion, and you got a lot of money, that's going to cost you 50, maybe 100 G's, because the women are gold digging and they get pregnant.
We can't read all that. We're too white to read that.
Yeah, well, come on. Yeah, but
you just, if you've got, you know, if you've got that one black friend all white people like to brag about, have them read the Kanye thing for you. We can't. We're too white for that.
Well, and, yeah, and, you know, normally it would cost, I don't, what's an abortion go for these days? I know you don't know.
I don't know.
You're old and your women parts have dried up, but, but.
No, not completely dry. Let's not tell that. God.
I don't know these things. Maybe I'm just saying. I'm just saying we don't know what the going rate is on an abortion. But in back in my day, not that I've ever
smushmortion
cost around $800, not $100,000.
$800 seems a little steep.
I'm not Kanye West. $400.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that, I would think.
Maybe it's probably maybe I got played.
It's a minor.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe I should shut up now.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about a smushmortion. Richard Mendelhall. Let's skip that one.
Oh, gosh.
This is a bad idea.
Not read this first. We're like, let's not read them. Let's just go for it. Let's not read them first.
Oh, gosh. This is a bad idea. Can we end this now?
Well, let's click through the rest of them and see. Maybe there'll be a jewel in there somewhere.
Yeah, I can't really.
Oh, my God.
Can't go there. This is.
Time magazine.
We shouldn't use.
On Amy Winehouse. That is bad. Remember Amy Winehouse by downloading the groundbreaking Back to Black over at Zune. So they used her death, basically.
Yeah, Microsoft
did. Pretty crappy.
Yeah. But I wonder if that made money off it. I didn't know she had this Daisy Duke.
Tattoo.
What do you say about that?
I don't know. She's probably still got it. It's just
a lot stiffer. Now, is that a tweet? Because that was bad. Is it too early? Too soon? Too soon?
Yeah.
Probably. It's too soon. It's not been a year.
Scratch that.
Twit pic founder tweets photo of himself being arrested.
I don't see that. Oh, well, maybe. I don't see how that is anything.
Yeah, I mean, dude got a, yeah, it's just.
Can you tell anything about, I don't even see a person in that.
Well, he says he's in
the back of a cop car.
And that's like the
cop. Their dash thingy.
Yeah. And it's like a laptop. You know, cops have laptops now.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not really a photo of him being arrested like it says it is. It's just a photo of while he's arrested.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Huh. Well, that was special.
That stunk. You want to do the
other one? You can thank us later.
Yeah. I don't know if reading stuff off the internet's a good bit. It's maybe if it was video.
Do you think talking about what's a good bit while we're doing my guess, you think that's a good bit?
Maybe we should put that in the notes. The notes, though. The, what do you call it when you talk about something after the fact? It's kind of like you carve them up.
If this is a big word situation, you're talking to the wrong person.
People use it in business. They have it like a something meeting.
Because they do that after the art thing. Mm-hmm. I tried.
Right. That's what
I don't know what it's called, though. Don't write it in. We don't care.
No, I don't care. I don't care about your problems. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care that you listen to this podcast. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Have you got nothing better to do with your life?
Quit.
Except Amanda. Amanda, no, we don't mean well. We're taking that back.
Quit bringing her up.
No. You? If I could sing good, I'd sing Amanda. I'd sing the song.
The Waylon Jennings song?
He didn't do that, did he?
Mm-hmm. Amanda.
Yeah, I guess he did. Mm-hmm. You hear that tapping? That's him looking it up to make sure he's right.
No, I was gonna play a little of it. Bet it would be riveting. Do you want to do this other bit? Since that other one was so good. Bam. That ain't a bit. I was just pulling that up.
No, I did. Oh. our thingy sliding. What I did want to do this thing. I did want to talk about, like, when people say stuff about stuff and they don't know what they're talking about. And a good example, let me just talk a little bit about granddaddy, first of all. My granddaddy, as lovely a man as he was, and as perfect as I think he was, he had this thing, and I don't know if you were around enough to know, and I think you probably were, that whatever grandmother said, like whatever was going on in the room, if she said something, like 3 minutes later, my granddaddy would have a revelation of whatever it was she said, like he came up with it himself.
Are you talking about me?
Do I do that? No. But he didn't he? He used to do that. He goes, you know what I think? I think blah, blah, blah. And it would be something that grandmother said. Like, it was like a 3 minute window. Uh-huh. 3 minutes later, he would say, you know what I think? I think blah, 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 blah. And it would be exactly what grandmother said. She never called him on it. I think that's so cute. Don't you think that's cute? Uh-huh. But anyway, that matters none to what I was going to say. I just think that's funny that they do that. That just proves that men really don't listen to women. And vice versa. As Ralph would say, versi versa.
Versi versa.
But anyway, I was going to talk about when at the factory that people like blew each other with a hose or whatever when they were blowing their machines off, the little air hose when he used to have a factory. Mm-hmm. And they would always joke and say something about blow jobs or whatever.
Oh, the joke I was about to make. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. They used to say that. But, of course, he was older than any of the rest of us by a good sum.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't know. He didn't know what that meant. And he, one day, one of my friends was blowing off her machine, and she blew the hose at him when he was walking by, and he goes, are you trying to give me a blowjob? Because he'd heard other people say it, and he didn't know what it meant. And she was, like, later on in tears. She was about to die. She was so tore up about it. And she's like, I can't believe your granddaddy said that to me. And so we were like, you know, honestly, don't bring that up to him. He had no idea what he was saying. And if he did know, because, I mean, like, this is a man that's just the most straight-laced person in the whole wide world. Like, got up, shaved every morning. And then one time he wore his shoes to the factory. He had the same pair of shoes, and he had them in different colors. And one time he wore a brown shoe and a black shoe. And he made us swear when he went home to change that we would not say that he had done that. In fact, he told us we'd be in trouble if we did. So for him to say something like that, he would just never do that. He was very gentlemanly, you know, just a sweetheart. And so she about had a heart attack. But that's not the only thing.
Oh, do tell.
Because we had this friend in high school, and his dad was preaching, and
on the public square?
No, down on the public square. Mm-hmm. No, he was preaching or praying or something at church one time. And I don't know what made him say this, but I think probably he went in his little slee stack cave, you know, his little mental slee stack cave, and he was thinking, you know, he's moving his crystals around, and he was thinking, you know, everybody calls my son a nickname. That probably means that everybody likes him, you know, and I probably should say, you know how you have those little conversations in your head, you know, where you want to, you're thinking of all the ways that you can make people think you're cool or hip or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, your mm-hmm. inner dialogue stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened to him. I think he must have been having some inner dialogue. It's like, I've got to find a way in church to tell the story about, we'll just call him Bob, having a nickname. I'm not going to say his real name. Because somebody might listen to this that knows who it is. But anyway, so he gets up at church Sunday morning, and he decides he's going to tell his... He decides he's going to tell his half-baked... You know, he didn't move his crystals around enough. He's just in there working on his inner dialogue and just thought it was ego. It's all ego, you know? Mm-hmm. You think of all this bullshit stuff, how you're going to be cool or how you're going to be funny or how you're going to... play this off and make everybody go, aw, you know? Mm-hmm. So he tells the stories, like, all the kids these days, they got nicknames. He's like, I don't know what the deal is with all these nicknames. It's like my son, he's got a nickname. In fact, he come home the other night, and everybody, y'all know my son, Bob Dylan. He come home the other night, and he had his nickname right on the window. It said, Dildo.
Did he have it written on the window?
Yes. Somebody had wrote it on his window.
He wasn't proud of it. The dad thought he was, and because the dad didn't know.
The dad didn't know that that was, he said it in church. I mean, obviously he didn't know it was anything bad. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, that, always check your inner dialogue when you're trying to be hip or you're trying to be cool.
So if you're trying to decode this at home, Dylan would probably be a good guess. The kid's name was Dylan?
No, his last name was Dylan.
Okay, all right. There's enough of that. Enough of that.
That's why I called him Bob Dylan.
Oh, Bob Dylan. Okay, I see where you're going with that. Like Robert. Robert Zimmerman. Zimmerman? Zuckerman? Zimmerman. I was trying to
pull up. My God, that was too long.
I thought it was funny. I was trying to get that right on the preaching, praying, singing.
Let's just hang out.
That's Flat and Scruggs, if you didn't know. You can't get no better than that.
One of the reasons why I can't really tell who it is, because Mel, I think, is related to him.
Mel, your sister-in-law.
Yeah. And she might listen this someday.
It's a funny story. She probably knows the story. I'm sure they still tell it at church.
They probably don't tell it at church. No. They probably tell it outside of church.
I'm off on the internet again. Did you know, back to Papillon, the dude that directed it also directed Planet of the Apes, Patton, which was Best Picture, back to Oscar for 1970, and Lionheart. What was that? I remember that. That wasn't that long ago. Oh.
I don't know. That looks like 80s. Oh,
yeah, it was. That ain't what I thought it was. I was thinking of the movie with the country guys and Michael Caine and his country, and then there's the boy that pushed things forward on people, pay it forward guy. They were country lions, country gentleman lions.
Oh, is that where the uncles, he goes to live with the uncles? Yeah, right,
and he's going to porch with the rifle.
Oh, the my shotgun. Gosh, parts of that is, I don't know.
Lions, is that right?
I don't know, look it up. But parts of that's pretty funny. You know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cute movie.
Yeah.
Except for, I don't really buy his southernness.
No.
When you're a southern, when you have a British accent, it's easy to do a southern accent, but it wasn't for him. You know? And I think the southern accent people had years ago where it sounded really, really phony is easier to do than what we really do in the South. You know, most people can't. You just have to know inflections on the way we say things. You can't just...
It was secondhand lines with Michael Caine, Robert Duvall, which... Robert Duvall, hey, he's awesome. And it was Haley Joel Osment, the... You know, instead of me saying, push it forward, pay it forward, I could have said the one he's known for. Or he sees dead people all the time.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. But anyways... We
was he in
who are we talking about?
Radio Flyer.
Haley Joel Osment. Osment.
Yeah, see if he was.
He was Harry Potter, right?
No.
I'm just being funny. I know he's not Harry Potter. He was in The Wizard of Oz.
I almost think he was in Radio Flyer. I loved that movie.
There's no way. He'd had to been like four seconds old. Let's see who was in Radio Flyer, because it's not him. Okay. This is riveting.
While we look this up, you guys enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little bit of a song from...
Oh, who is that kid? Go down.
It is the kid. Oh, of course, it's Elijah Wood, the Hobbit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was so much cuter back then.
Mazzello.
No, Elijah Wood was who I was thinking of.
Oh. That dude's clearly got a James Dean thing going on.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben Johnson. Oh, I didn't know. I don't know who that is. Are you going to do this other bit? We randomly pick things on the internet. We typed top 10 into Google, and living where we live, top 10 things to do in Nashville come up. So I thought it might be funny to, since we probably have done most of these, you know, we don't live in Nashville. We're good 100 miles away.
Might be a very special episode.
This is our very special episode. We've already talked about abortion. And now,
Smush-morsion,
we're going to talk about keeping your lady parts.
From drowning.
No, we did that one too, that one. I was trying to think of special episodes. What kind of special episodes did they do? Other than that time that Dudley and Arnold got molested in that episode of Different Strokes.
Oh my God! Let's take it down a notch.
Yeah, let's take it another notch. Because I didn't watch like a special episode of Blossom because I was too old. I was done out. I was done past that. I didn't watch Blossom.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they had them. So number one thing to do in Nashville, if you're staying in Nashville, according to this list, not according to me, is go to the Opryland.
Maybe we should have counted backwards.
Oh.
Well, scratch that.
Well, let's say this is number 10.
It should be off the list.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, unless you're staying there, I don't know.
Just go to Disneyland instead. I mean, it is just a joke.
It's not for me. The Hermitage, we've done that, whatever. It's for Andrew Jackson.
Biggest racist in the...
Was he right?
History. Yes.
I know he's genocide. He wiped out lots of Indians and stuff. So.
He was the biggest racist. And they even make fun of him if you go there and before you do the tour. Yeah. It's like, we get it. Don't even write in.
Here's where he had slaves. I forgot all about that.
Right. He was horrible. He was
Number three is not bad. Bluebird Cafe. Yeah, do that.
Move that up the list. Yeah.
Wild Horse Saloon. Don't
Can you
ever
believe Gaylord and the Hermitage? God.
But Wild Horse Saloon shouldn't be on
there. Don't even go to Wild Horse
Franklin,
Saloon.
Tennessee. That's a good little trip. Yes, go there. It's not far.
Just walk around
it's
town.
It's not Nashville. It's not. It's a whole nother county. But, it's a good little trip. I mean, it's good. You know, it's outside the city, but...
And Parthenon,
that's
cool.
It's free and it's a nice little park.
I think what's cool about that is just like if you want to do takeout or something, it's a fun place to take your takeout and have a little picnic.
And here's a tidbit: if you watch the Titans game, if you watch any Titans game, they'll show pictures of the Parthenon usually, and they'll show some pictures of Ryman or somebody playing on the street or something because you know they get the local flavor. But that's where. You know, that's where the Athens of the South or Nashville is supposed to be. And so they've got, like, a little mini
Parthenon. Oh, my God.
Opry Mills? Is that where you're? Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
I know.
Not even open.
No, it's not. Well, it's about to reopen, but it got flooded in the Great Flood of
2010. I got to tell you, if you're going to Nashville and you want to do the top 10 things there are to do there, going to a mall should not be on the list. That's ridiculous.
No. It's not. It shouldn't be on there. Pancake Pantry, we've done.
Have you guys had a pancake?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a pancake?
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. Don't go there. Right. You're taken care of.
You can't mess up a pancake, but you take their pancake and you go, wait, what's the big deal?
People line up to
eat
these.
In the rain.
Pancakes.
In the rain.
Yes,
I think
pancakes.
It's because the famous people go there. Like, you'd be like, oh, my God, is that Trisha Yearwood?
Well, Trisha Yearwood needs to learn how to make a pancake. She needs to buy some Bisquick.
Jordan Holy Tutu went moly. There the other day.
It's ridiculous.
He's a hockey player.
Vanderbilt University.
It's a university. Everybody's got one.
Yeah, I mean.
Go tour your own university.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got one. It's nice, whatever. They have a college. Yeah. Actually, if you want to go tour TSU, it's downtown, and they've got a awesome art museum thing that's got Georgia O'Keeffe and Picasso and people like that, Picasso and other folks that was donated. Go there.
I can't believe the Frist is not on here.
Yeah, that's a good little museum. Bell Mead Plantation. It's a plantation.
I don't want to have anything to do with anything that was that like a plantation is a big huge like plot of land and a big old huge house that was built on what? The blood of a slave.
Right. It's worse when because
they had free labor. Oh my God, don't go to a plantation ever. Be ashamed if you ever have been to one. It's despicable.
Well, I mean,
don't celebrate that.
You could do it as a history thing. We did go to the Hermitage. The Hermitage is even worse because we kept these slave quarters and we stacked them like cordwood in here. And I mean, really, they show how they slept in these little bitty teeny tiny.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Okay, if you guys come to Nashville to visit, don't do anything on the top 10 list.
Okay,
go to the Bluebird.
Let's recap our episode so far. We've talked about abortion,
smushmortion,
child molestation, and slavery. What else can we talk about? It's so uplifting.
I know. We still need to bring it down another notch.
What did we talk about?
Let's see. What would, if we were going to be in Nashville, what's the top 10 things we would do?
Oh, yeah, that's a much better topic. Okay. Mine all revolve around food.
At Arnold's.
Arnold's is good.
Eat at,
I would go to Grimey's. That's a cool record place.
Eat at Elliston Place Soda Shop.
Mm-hmm. Or Rotier's is right there.
My favorite.
Calypso.
Calypso Cafe.
What about our new favorite? That's
and get a Sam's brownie.
Sushi downtown where you could get thrown out.
I love Sam.
Yeah, Sushi Nazi. Now, I brought up Nazism. We have made the four things that you should never talk about on a podcast.
If you type in Sushi Nazi into Google, it will be the first thing that comes up is Sam Sushi. And he's hysterical. But you got to... If you can't take abuse, you got to steer clear there. He might make you leave crying.
Right. Even though I said Grimey's, which is an old record shop, I would also throw in Great Escape because they've got comic books and records.
And albums. Yeah.
And you could throw in Phonal Lux, but...
It's great, too.
Yeah, that's another record place. What else would you recommend? I would agree
Bluebird,
with the
Douglas Corner.
Douglas Corner.
If somebody
Station in the Bluegrass Capital, that's my.
Yeah, this other stuff. Okay, well, let me tell you the truth. This other stuff that's on this list is to keep anybody that would come here as a tourist
off of
our path, so we don't run into them. You know, this is what we're talking about is the real stuff. That stuff is the fake stuff that they fake you out with. So, we like to make this joke that if you go down on 2nd Avenue, that you'll see all these people hanging out with their cowboy hats on because they think everybody in Nashville wears a cowboy hat. And they're like elbowing their wife going, see, I told you everybody here would have on a cowboy hat. But newsflash, everybody wearing a cowboy hat on 2nd Avenue is another tourist. They don't belong in Nashville. We don't walk around wearing cowboy hats.
All right, I think we can...
Don't go to 2nd Avenue. That's another thing. Right. Don't go down there. That's some crap. There's so much good stuff in Nashville, though. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Just, here's what you do. Just set off on foot and just, like, hang out. You know, just... But don't go to any of the big stuff. Just kind of try to find your way around. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, so much fun stuff we should probably wrap this up. Hey, do you want me to read some viewer mail?
Oh, please. I love viewer mail.
All right.
Listener mail.
Listener mail. This one comes to us from Barbadala.
She's one of my favorite listeners.
Barbadala writes, I love y'all's podcast. Loves it very much so. And I would love for you to talk about me sometime, just me alone in your podcast, and maybe we could go to lunch sometime. And I'm not going to read that rest of that. But okay, Barbie Dolly.
You know, All of our people that write in seem to want to hang out with us.
Well, who can blame them?
I can understand that, but, you know, we can't hang out with everybody.
All right. And did we have time for one more?
What were you going to say to Barbadala?
Well, I just appreciate you writing in, Barbadala. And please write in some more. Maybe we could hang out sometime, but I don't know about that PS you put in there. Well, but
if you get a little bit better with your grammar and your letters, we might think about it.
Please put us a review on iTunes, because that helps us get more listeners, and we need more listeners. And you can find us at ariocast.blogspot.com, or
I was going to talk about
email us at
how concerned we are with grammar.
.com.
Obviously.
Yeah, we're really concerned. If you come to us with some bad as grammars, we just
have
delete
you
it right
another
away.
Letter in that bag?
We will. I will first reply to you correcting your bad grammars, and and then I will delete your email, and then I will go to my deleted folder, and I will open it back up and print it, and then red mark it up, and then throw that away, and then take it out of the trash and unwrinkle it, and then shred it, and then throw it away again. That's what I do. Do we have time for one more letter? Viewer mail?
Please.
This one comes to us from Robotman 3000. Oh, hey, Robotman. Robotman asks, he says, I love y'all's podcast, but I've been having a quandary. I've been thinking about getting a smorsion. And it's all because that my Uncle Willie made me watch the Different Strokes episode where Arnold and...
How did they anticipate what we're going to talk about on the show?
Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyways,
Robot
he goes
man.
On to talk about slavery and Nazism and blah, 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 blah. And he doesn't like dogs. And he says, oh, he's got a question. He says, do you guys, can you recommend me a good place to eat in Nashville?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I should have read that first, because we already covered that. So if you'll just hit the rewind button on your Podotron, and you'll know. So,
see, we're just way ahead of you guys. We try to anticipate what you need and give it to you.
Servants to the public. That's all we are.
We are servants of the public. Oh, my gosh.
Let me read you our mission statement. We are just here to, you know, foster economic development and through our myriad of programs and projects and meet the needs of the region. And that's all we're here to do. You know, everything's designed to protect, preserve, and promote the unmatched cultural and natural resources of this great region. And that's what we're here for. So that's our mission and vision statement. In a nutshell, and you can reach us at ariocast.gmail.podcast.serverlink.lisbon.com and find us on Twitter at Tanya Rusnasnu, at Tanya Ruantosnus.com, and Twitter.com and Tumblr.com. Peace, loves, and alcohol.
That's not all. Don't hit that button.
What? Don't hit that button.
If we were on video.
Oh, if we were on video.
And people could see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. How would we end this podcast? I've got one, if you don't have one.
I don't have one. I had one, but it was dirty.
I would grow, me too. Me too. I'll grow gigantic boobies, and I'll have tassels on the end of them. Tassels?
Tassels.
Tassels.
Grammatically. Tassels.
Did you just red mark me?
Tassel. Yes.
I have tassels.
Tassels.
On my boobies. And I like swing them in different
babies.
Directions.
Tassels on your boobies. Say it right.
I would swing them in different directions. Uh-huh. And then I would stop. Uh-huh. And they would like land down. And uh-huh. when they did, you would be able to read that one says the. Uh-huh. And the other says and.
The and. Oh, okay. I see. Tassels. Tonsils. Tonsil?
I really
Tonsil?
Thought we, when I Tonsil? Said and, we would just hit that stop button.
Imagine that we did. Tonsil? Tonsil?
That wasn't as good, was it?
It's still recording.